Today's bedtime story comes from and is promoted by the Stage Life YouTube channel. That's STAAJL1FE. Find the link provided in the description below.
Be mindful of what is said, as to not be misled. Remember, we all play a part, so let it all come from the heart. Be mindful of others, think of them as mothers or brothers. Remember to be at your best, having some spunk and some zest. Be mindful to stop and smell the flowers, and sing in the rain as it showers. Remember to find your inner peace, and never allow it to cease. Be mindful not to stumble, keep yourself humble. Remember to take delight in the beautiful ability of sight. Be mindful of what you say, as to not ruin someone's day. Remember to exercise your mind on all the wonders you may find. Be mindful not to oppress, for kindness you do possess. Remember to be tame, as to not always be in the face of blame. Be mindful of the thrills, that they only give you the chills. Remember to seek the truth, even after your youth. Be mindful of the fool, for they are just a tool. Remember to rhyme and have a good time. Be mindful of a fellow, don't be afraid to say hello. Remember not to distress, rather practice some finesse. Be mindful not to mumble and speak without a grumble. Remember to smile, for the benefits will last a while. Be mindful not to curse, even though we could all do worse. Remember that fame isn't all it is out to claim. Be mindful to appreciate life, even in hard times of strife. Remember to believe, if you are to achieve. Be mindful of your existence, that it is not full of resistance. Remember to love, and speak things thereof. Be mindful to please, and remember, it does not always come with ease. Be mindful.
Now, for our feature presentation of The Fast Lane. Upon a busy roadside edge, beside a green and bushy hedge, a little hedgehog stood in fear, for it had reached a time of year to learn her hedgehog highway codes and practice crossing busy roads. "I don't know why," she said at last, "these things are moving quite so fast." "These things are cars, my dear," said Mum. "They move the humans on their bum to every single part of town. They like to travel sitting down." The little hedgehog looked bemused and said to Mum, "But I'm confused. Why don't the humans walk instead of traveling in bits of lead?" "I don't know, dear, but they just do. So I am here to guide you through your hedgehog highway code exam and stop you turning into jam." The mother promptly turned around and picked some items off the ground, then said, "Before we start the test, put on this yellow safety vest. Make sure your helmet's fastened tight and place your goggles on just right." The little hog put on the gear. Then mother said, "Okay, my dear, there is one thing you need to see that's shown to every hog trainee. Watch closely now and please sit still while I'll perform the safety drill." Her mother counted back from five, then plunged into a head-first dive and elegantly broke her fall by scrunching in a tiny ball. She said, "If you get into strife, this safety roll will save your life." Ed saved the skin of many hogs, from motor cars and beastly dogs. "Okay, you're ready now," said Mum. "Your time to cross the road has come." The little hog stepped from the hedge and gingerly approached the edge, her heart now pounding from her chest. Behind her little yellow vest, she looked upon the busy road, where lots of nasty traffic flowed. Then, letting out a tiny fart, she crouched into a sprinting start. Her mum cried, "On your marks, get set!" And this little spiked brunette raised up her bum into the air and for a moment kept it there, until her mother shouted, "Run!" And her first road cross had begun. She started off this deadly race, what felt to her a rapid pace. But hedgehogs don't move fast at all. Their top speed is a measly crawl. So while she felt herself go fast, at least 3 lengthy minutes passed. And to her horror struck dismay, she hadn't even reached halfway. By this point, she had dodged a truck and almost got completely stuck inside a plastic bag of lunch, and that, she thought, oh, thanks a bunch. This little hog plowed on with grit and managed to avoid a hit until a double-decker bus, driven by a man named Gus, came at a pace around the bend, at which point she could not pretend. "It's been," she thought, "a decent run, but now I fear my days are done. It looks for all the world to see that this will be the end of me." Her mother cried, "Don't just stand still, it's time to do your safety drill." The little hedgehog sprung alive and in a flash performed a dive with elegance, panache, and flair that shot her forward in the air. She tucked her head into her chest, which tightened up her safety vest, then curled up neatly into a small and yellow little cannonball. She generated such a speed, I'm pleased to say that she was freed from ending up like a flattened toad upon this very busy road. "Mummy, look," she said with pride, "I've made it to the other side." Her mum then hoisted up the mast, a big green flag that said, "You've passed!"